T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, good morning to you on this Thursday morning, 94.
This is the song, Richie.
This is the song.
This morning.
All right. That might
be a great voice. Song? Wow.
I would not listen to this regularly. I just want to say. This
is, oh, my God. That hurts my ears.
Impressive voice.
Just kind of
crack the rotation.
No, it wouldn't.
It would hurt my ears, Jeff.
Life advice with the hammer in about 15 minutes. Advice number one, don't listen to this right
now. Not around your dogs.
No.
Richie did nail it, though. I'll tell you, he kind of nailed it.
I agree.
I've never heard that song in my life. Has anybody else? Other than Richie?
I have not.
No.
It sounds vaguely familiar to
never
me.
Never want no. to again. Yeah.
All right, we'll do
that
some.
Is a banger.
Well,
just check it out if you haven't had a chance.
We'll do some Phil's questions with Ruben up ahead this segment. Also, life advice with the hammer. Let's get to something from yesterday that is either maybe a really big deal or maybe not. I don't know the answer. It's a name we've heard, you know, from time to time through the years, but don't know a ton about this guy. Jake Rosenberg, who is the Eagles capologist, reporting to Howie Roseman, left the Eagles, or at least announced yesterday that he's leaving the Eagles after the draft. So I don't know how big a deal it is. I mean, apparently this guy's a whiz with the cap. We all talk about Howie being a whiz with the cap. Now you wonder, is Howie being a whiz with the cap really Jake Rosenberg primarily being a whiz with the cap? Anyone here know the answer? Is this a big deal or is this not a big deal?
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. I mean, at least from what I understand and what I've heard, you know, I mean, Elliot's brought him up a ton of times before on our pods, on the air, that, like, this guy is the magic elixir. Now, Howie might have learned a lot from him and Howie's probably still good at it, but, like, this guy is apparently the special thing that has been so great.
Now, you would think Howie, if Jake Rosenberg knows more or knew more, could learn from...
Totally. I've been with him a long time.
He knows more. Like, I think they grew up together. They probably both knew a lot.
I don't know.
A long time aide. I mean,
yeah, I don't know which one knows more about the cap. I just know both get a lot of credit for being great capologists, and one of them's gone. By the way,
they were friends since elementary school.
That's wild. And the reason he's leaving, I mean, reportedly, is he wants to go be a GM.
That's a good reason.
It's a great reason.
Yeah.
The Eagles weren't prioritizing that, apparently.
Sure.
Well, not just making him GM. Yes. They weren't making him a scout. They weren't giving him the opportunity to fill up his GM resume, is the point.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, Andy Reid helped John Harbaugh out 20 years ago.
My big God. Time.
Moving them all
mad about it.
Moving them all special teams to be, I think it was the linebackers
defensive
coach.
Back,
it was
D-backs
a,
coach,
it, was a, it was a defensive coach for 1 year, whatever position it was.
Linebackers, I thought.
Whatever it was. So, and the reality is that it clearly helped Harbaugh become a head coach, because 1 year later, he became a head coach, but the Eagles' special teams were never as good. So,
well, in a lot of ways, I mean, Howie ended up that 2 year hiatus or 3 year hiatus when he went, you know, he was no longer the GM. He actually went and learned and did a bunch of things to sort of like...
Sure did.
I think he's going to allow his buddy to do the same.
You know what's... One more Howie thing, and then we'll get right back to the phones. There was an interesting thing that emerged a couple days ago. And I don't know if you guys covered it on the one day I was out earlier this week, but I want to go back to something a few days ago that Andrew Berry, who's the general manager of...
Cleveland Browns.
I think it's Cleveland Browns.
It is absolutely Cleveland Browns.
All right, so there was a video out there of Andrew Berry with, I think it's Jameis Winston. And so, like, here, I'm showing you guys a photograph of this interaction where Jameis Winston, there's a hug here. And in the background of this, it's either a video or a picture, but in the background, there is on Andrew Berry, a general manager in pro football, there is a quote in his room on the wall. And it's a Howie Roseman quote, because Andrew Berry learned under Howie Roseman with the Eagles before he became the Browns GM. John, here's the quote from Howie. Pretty fascinating. Andrew Berry on his wall has this quote attributed to Howie Roseman. Quote, to win a Super Bowl, you either need the best player, e.g. Tom Brady, or make a decision that could cost you your job.
Oh,
talking about risk. Talking about let's go get Carson. Now I'm inferring here. To move from pick 13 to pick 2 to go draft Carson Wentz. Or let's go step out of our, the quote is, to win a Super Bowl, you either need the best player, e.g., Tom Brady, or make a decision that could cost you your job.
I wonder when Howie Roseman was attributed with this quote.
Well,
was
probably before, after they won.
Or after, yeah.
I mean, I completely agree with the quote, too.
Yeah.
It's always a risk.
Fascinating idea, but it's definitely one that feels like it came together after the Super Bowl. It's a lot easier to say that after you've had that experience.
Pretty fascinating quote, though. You know, about risk taking and you know, like,
well, think about it. That year, that Super Bowl, it felt like risk taking was a major portion of the, you know, a major component of the success.
I mean, there's always
risk.
We were
ahead of the curve in terms of risk taking.
Well, that Philly special.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we know now it's good to go for
it.
Good to go for it.
Period.
Yeah, that fourth down period. There's a lot of examples. Look, there's small risk, there's big risk. But I found it to be a really fascinating quote.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Life advice, some Phillies questions for Ruben in a couple minutes. John and Maniac right now. Good morning, John.
What's up, guys? You know, to continue the great GM talk, Ruben, I've always wanted to say this to you. You know, the teams you fielded all those years, they were all good enough to win the World Series, man. And the Cody Rosses and the David Freezes outside of that crap, like, we could have taken a couple more, and they should have built a statue there if we were one more. I know they would have. So great job. I've always wanted to tell you that, and people give you a hard time, but, like, those teams were awesome. And the 4-8 year, I literally watched 162 games that year on TV. Like, that was so much fun, and I always wanted to say thank you for that.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
So, I love you. You know that. And we're looking forward to seeing the Phillies game next week.
Yeah.
162 games you watched that year. So, you just, like, when the playoffs began, you just stopped watching?
No, you know, I knew that was going to come up. I was like, should I say that they'd
but
we had a paltry amount of playoff games that year. I didn't want to bring that part up.
I'm just playing around. All right, what do you got, John?
No, first of all, opening day stuff, I was all pumped up. And now I got to move it to tomorrow. But at least I get to watch other baseball. So, it's still just a good feeling. But on the side topic you guys were talking about, did anybody say bite the bullet?
No.
You know, like, that was an – I know you're like a Revolutionary War guy. You know, that comes from, like, the before anesthesia, like, the soldiers had to get their stuff cut off on the battlefield. They, they gave them a bullet to bite.
I thought that was Civil War.
Wow.
But, yeah,
something like that. It was one of those wars where, like, people, they were given a bullet to bite so that you could kind of get to the paint. So now
I thought it was
like,
a
hey,
stick. Like, here, take a stick.
And well, they don't say bite
the
stick.
That's like in movies and stuff.
Bite
No,
that's a good one.
Yeah. It was like an iron bullet or so, whatever the bullets were made back then.
Wow.
But, yeah, no. Real quick, I just wanted to say to all you guys, like, love this show. I thought what you guys did yesterday was so cool. Like, I live right across the street. I came over and saw you guys. You had a great setup, and, like, all those events are great. And, like, ever since you guys got this morning show, it's been a pleasant experience. So
thank you, man.
Kudos to all you guys.
And thanks for being a big part of it with all your calls. We really, really appreciate it. John, okay, you got the answer, bite the bullet. Good call. We'll see you next week, John.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. All right, let's get to some Phillies-related questions. Rube, let's just kind of go rapid fire here.
Okay.
I got five questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Different sort of spots related to the Phillies team. We'll move fast, and let's see what your answers are.
Okay.
We obviously don't know who the closer is going to be. Question number one, when this regular season is over, who do you think will have the most saves on the Phillies team?
Alvarado.
You feel confident with that answer?
Alvarado.
Okay. Question number two, of the regular players, who will have the highest batting average?
Bryson Stott.
You think he's ready to be a 300 hitter?
I think he's ready.
Okay.
He's one of my favorite players. I'm not supposed to say that, but he's I love him.
Yeah, no.
Baseball player.
You're allowed to say it. We all love him. He is a ball player. You know what I thought was a ball player? Polanco was a ball player.
Great ball player.
He's a ball player. You know what I mean? Like the
he's a winner.
The comp he is a winner.
They're winners.
I like
winning players, baby.
Totally agree. All right, question three. As you crystal ball it, this team's obviously very likely to make the postseason. Taijuan Walker, gut feeling. Gut feeling. Will he get a start in the postseason for the Phillies?
He will not.
I agree with you. And will it be Sanchez or young guy from the minors or come on down door number three from a major league team in a trade?
Sanchez.
Okay.
And will Taijuan complain on Twitter or keep it to himself?
Don't know.
That's a
great. He'll be on IL at that point again somehow.
Ah, there you go.
He'll be the long man in the postseason. They never use him. All right, question number four. This one might take a little bit more time to explain from your end. So there's obviously a chance that the Phillies could get back to full sellout mode. I mean, they're certainly going to get closer to it, and they'll touch it at times. Maybe not for 100 straight games, but like they're going to start having massive crowds more regularly and sellouts more regularly. Can you describe to us, from your experience as a general manager, the financial impact that that can have to then put more money in the coffers to then spend more money? Like if you get 43,000 people instead of 23,000 people, economically, how much of an impact does that really make for an organization to spend more?
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, the per cap, they get asses in the seats, and they will spend more, and they will have the ability to do that. I think they're going to lose money anyway. I've talked to John Middleton a little bit about this. I think he's willing to lose money literally each year in order to try to win. And, you know, anytime you can add more butts to the seats, man, that makes a difference. The per caps are pretty significant.
And lose money, like literally, salary, giving out the salaries, exceeds, and all the other expenses, all the money that comes in.
Correct.
That's fascinating.
And they've been doing it for the last few years.
It's amazing.
And it's going to continue to happen until they continue to win, and I don't know if it'll ever match up. I mean, obviously, the value of the organization is increasing.
Right.
But the reality of it is they're actually losing money. It's true.
Amazing.
It's a reality.
All right, question number five. So this was something that bit him in the end last year in the postseason. And whether it's a regular season issue or postseason issue, it's something they've got to figure out who's the best guy. You really got a couple options for who should hit behind Harper. Mm-hmm. Assuming Harper hits three, we know in the postseason, Boehm really struggled. In the end of the postseason, they're pitching around Harper. It was a disaster in the Arizona series. Of the three right-handed hitters, Boehm, Castellanos, and JT Realmuto, which, in your opinion, is the best option to hit four behind Bryce and protect him?
Short-term, it's Realmuto. Long-term, it's Alec Boehm.
Because he's got the most growth potential?
Yes. I think that you're going to sort of max out with Realmuto, and that's fine. Whichever guy it's going to be, he's crucial to this ball club.
Fascinating. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good start with Ruben the day before the season begins. Let's get to Will in Northeast Philly. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Voltron. How y'all doing this morning?
Super, Will.
That's great. I think I'm gonna give the Phillies 111 wins, man.
111.
111.
What's wrong with 112? You can go 111. Why don't you go 112?
You can go 112. Just say 117. They're gonna break the record. Why not?
There you go.
that's what I'm going with. Okay, but no. The Phillies, they're gonna be great. This is what I wanted to talk about as far as, like, you know, when the season starts.
Do you really feel that way, Will? Like 111.
111.
That's a massive number. Like, it's too
high.
Record of all time.
Too high.
For wins.
116.
116. And then 114, and then no one's come really close to those two.
This team right here is, like I said, they kept this team together for a reason.
Will, I think they are the greatest team in the history of sports.
And I can agree with that.
Oh,
man.
Yes. Problem is, I had my fingers crossed and you didn't.
Who thought Howard's 107 would be outflanked today?
All right, Will, give me an answer, a reference to something really old in modern times.
Man, I'm going to go with a great song from back in the day by the Bengals, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, that's a good answer. And I like that answer.
A lot. Interesting.
Coming up in Life Advice with the Hammer in 1 minute here. I'll try to steer you in the right direction.
So how's that bracket? Why not live bet all the tournament games on the Bet Park Sportsbook app tonight? Connecticut's an 11.5-point favorite against San Diego State. Bet while you watch the action. This is the best time of year. College hoops hysteria, plus baseball and golf back. Bet Parks is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Download the only sportsbook app I ever recommend, the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, and get in on the tournament action, plus play all your favorite casino games, too. And you can bet parlays, teasers, over-unders, and so much more. Make futures bets right now on who wins it all and new users make your first winning $10 sports bet get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. The BetParks app is the only casino and sports betting app I use myself and that I recommend. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. BetParks.com has the terms and conditions. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is still pretty funny that was said by a caller years ago.
Shout out to Terrence in Northfield.
Rock bottom. But you know what, James? They keep asking for my advice.
You've gotten better, too.
I don't disagree. All right, Life Advice with the Hammer from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Scenarios that come in, James selects one. James, what does someone need help with
today? All right, we're going to help Scott out today. Scott says, Hammer, I need your help. My best friends and I take a sports trip every year. We're all in our 40s, and this is the one time a year our crew gets together. It means a lot to us. This year, we are finally going to Wrigley. Of course, we can't wait. Here's my problem. One of my wife's best friends is getting married while we're scheduled to be in Chicago.
Hey, hang on. Let me hear that. One of his wife's best friends is getting married. Okay, I got it.
While we're in Chicago.
Yep.
I'm friendly with this friend and her soon-to-be husband, but we aren't super close. But my wife is in the wedding, and she wants me to come. I clearly want to go to Wrigley, but I don't want to cause a real issue with my marriage. How do I convince her to let me go to Chicago? What do I do, Hammer?
Well, let me start with what do you do, and then we'll get to the convincing part's the harder part of this. So here's what you do. What you do is very simple. Number one, you make it very clear to your wife, respectfully, that you really would prefer to go to Chicago, and you mean it as no affront to her, your wife, or her friendship with her friend if you're not at the wedding. Like, you make that clear, and you ask her if she'll be okay with you going to Chicago, because that's your desire, and I think you have every right to stand on that desire. Now, let me get to step two. If your wife dugs in her feet big time to the degree where it's really going to be a real problem, then if you think she's otherwise normally very sane and not with a pattern of irrationality, then you should go to the wedding, unfortunately, because you don't want to disrupt your marriage over, you know, a trip with the boys. So you don't play with fire there if she shows a pattern of being someone you want to be with for the next 50 years. So there's a relent at some point that's going to happen on your end if she does not relent. But certainly first you try to give her the volley to let her relent, and hopefully she does. Now, to ask the question, how do you convince her? You know, I think you just be honest with her, and you just tell her how you feel, and you tell her why you feel that way, and you express the degree to which you feel it. And then the ball's in her court, and she returns volley, and then you make your decision based on that. That's my advice. You don't play with the marriage, but you let it be known very clearly. You would really appreciate. Look, if she really digs in hardcore, that would bum me out. Don't destroy a good marriage for it, but that would bum me out.
What about offering her a carrot too?
What's the
she
carrot?
Digs in? Like, hey, how about this? You know, I'm gonna go with my buds, but when I get back, you know, we're gonna plan a trip. And we're gonna go here. Or we're gonna do something for the two of us. Or I'm gonna do whatever for
so
you.
So a bribe.
A bribe. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah,
they work.
Yeah, carrot. Same idea.
All right. All right.
And you basically,
Jimmy, I think that's a wonderful
thank you.
Idea.
Yeah, I think so too.
A wonderful idea. It makes total sense. Jimmy's idea.
And basically, you got to tell her, like, listen, you're in the wedding. You're going to be so busy doing wedding stuff with the girls.
Good spin, Rhea.
That you know, really you're not going to spend that much time with me. I've been in weddings. Yeah, I mean, you know, I
don't want to drag you down. You've got tons
wow,
planned
taken it to
with
another
your
level
friends.
Now,
see?
Basically.
There you
well,
go.
How about well, I'll do solid. The thing with my friends, you do the thing
exactly.
with your friends, and then we'll do something separately together that tops it all.
All right, how about this one? I'll go deep and dark. Listen, honey. You ain't the bride. You've been a bride. You ain't the bride this time. Enough. Right? get over yourself.
That's it. Do that.
Put another way. Here we go.
Stifle yourself.
Settle down.
I was expecting don't go there.
The locks will be changed upon your return from Chicago.
I'm going with the boys to Chicago.
I was say, just tell your wife and hit the and, don't go there with me job.
And with that, life advice. We
don't go there with me.
We shut it down. All right. Life advice with that. All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours up ahead in a few minutes. Phone calls as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94WIP. Hey, obviously the tournament resumes tonight, and you can get in on all the action with FanDuel Sportsbooks. Not to mention, with baseball starting today across America and tomorrow here in Philadelphia, So it's all there for you, whether it's tournament action or grand slams, no-hitters, and double plays being back. Lock it all in with America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can start the MLB season with $200 in bonus bets. $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. It's a spectacular deal, and it's there to be had for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. The website, FanDuel.com/hammer, for the very best deals, always for the best deals, best opportunities, FanDuel.com/hammer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ruben's digging the music.
Oh,
he gets it.
Iconic.
Iconically overrated.
Stop it.
Yep. Thank you, Ruben. It's outrageous.
What do you do?
I will
giving
stop
life
it.
Advice.
I will stop it. I've made my point. My case is rested. All right. Look, he's pretty good. Don't get me wrong. I get it, but I think
super
he's
talented.
Pretty good.
What's the matter with you?
All right, I will stop. I said I'd stop, and then I kept going. Let's listen to
what is 25 instruments.
Yeah,
maybe more.
Yeah.
Actually, add. Yeah. Just
keep adding. It's 27 is the actual number.
Okay. All right, Embiid. Sounds like Embiid's going to be coming back. Nick Nurse spoke to that yesterday. Then after he did, Adrian Wojnarowski talked on ESPN, expanding upon what Nick Nurse had announced. Let's listen to Woj, and then we'll get to our Twitter poll question of the day.
Sixers coach Nick Nurse said tonight that there's a lot of optimism that Joel Embiid will be back before the end of the regular season. And I'm told it is not a question of if, but when. And the belief is, with 9 regular season games left after tonight against the Clippers, that Joel Embiid can be back for a handful of those before the playoffs, whether that's the play-in, whether the Sixers can move up a couple spots in the standings and get out of that play-in. Right now, they're tied in that 7-8 spot. But there's a lot of optimism right now around Joel Embiid. I'm told that he is moving well. He has looked good on the court. And again, just a matter of when he makes his return at this point, not if. And the Sixers expect they can get a few games under his belt before they have to start playing playoff games or play-in games.
Certainly the best news we've heard on Embiid to date. Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. Obviously a brutal loss for the Sixers last night, but good news that the big guy sounds like he's coming back. Twitter poll.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
All right, today's question, are you starting to get excited for the 76ers now that we know that Joel Embiid will likely play again this season? Let's take our panel's answers here, and then we'll get to John's assessment of the listeners. So, Rhea, where are you on this? Are you getting excited for the Sixers?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't expect that Embiid's going to be in any kind of shape, and I don't expect that he would probably last.
Seltzer?
So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more excited than without Embiid, but I'm more on Rhea's wavelength. I just don't have a lot of hope for the team.
Would you vote no?
I would vote no on the poll.
Okay. Ruben?
I would vote yes.
Okay, John?
Yes, and they'll probably get farther than they've ever gotten recent memory.
I would vote yes, without huge, high expectations for where they'll take this, but I'd rather see the big guy out there than not and have some hope. So, yeah, heck
some
yeah.
Some hope. You should have more
John,
than some.
John, some.
No,
some is more than enough.
They're a bad team. They're really bad. They're a bad
team.
They're
not 13 and 26 without Embiid.
They're not a bad team.
13 and 26.
They're not a bad team. And they've got the MVP from last year coming back.
He hasn't played for 2 months.
And he's got. They just told us he'll have a chance to play some of these games prior to the postseason. Well,
they lost like practically double the amount of games the Celtics have lost all season just in this run without him.
Can I just make it real simple? They need the Greek Freak and Tatum to get injured, and then they got a shot. All right? That happens. They got a shot.
Even then, I might take that Celtics team without Tatum with Brown and Kristaps and Holiday.
John, where do you think the poll result came in? Are you getting excited, yes or no?
Yes. Yes. 70% are getting excited.
33%. So it's still a sleepy town. You know, I get it, guys. Look, I haven't been into the Sixers for 7 weeks. Now, I'm just starting to get there because, you know, I recognize the big guy's coming back. And then, okay, let's see what happens. Let's go to the phones. Mike in King of Prussia. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Doing well. Recognize the big guy's coming back. My gosh.
I know, but, you know, Philadelphia is the land of excuses. Do you know what I'm saying? The Eagles had excuses for last year's collapse. Mm-hmm. Embiid's been out, so they're not going to do anything in the playoffs. I'm a New York kid, and I was raised with Steinbrenner. And, you know, talking about football, Steinbrenner didn't put up with anything. He spent money, and if the players didn't perform, he let them know, and he fired the manager. Lurie wasn't about to get rid of Sirianni. It never even probably was a factor. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think he considered it. I'd be shocked if he didn't. I'd be disappointed.
Really?
I'd be incredibly disappointed in Lurie if he did not consider fire and Sirianni. It merited consideration.
It merited a lot of question asking. Yeah. He talks about how he asks questions all the time. You got to dig. You got to get to the bottom of what the heck happened. You lost 6 out of 7 games down the stretch when it mattered most.
And, Mike, let me just say this about Steinbrenner, who obviously won a lot of World Series, all right, and spent a lot of money. But he had the biggest advantage in anyone in baseball with the market he was in. And let's not lose sight of the fact that he had a disastrous – and I mean disastrous stretch as the owner of the New York Yankees. I mean, first off, he got the Winfield thing going on. Secondly,
all time.
He gets thrown out of the league for a year. You know,
Oh, by the way, they didn't win it all for a long time either.
Correct. He hires and fires the same guy 5 times. You know, like, I get it. He won a lot when he started, you know, got on the right train of spending money in Jeter and Posada and Pettit and all those guys. But he had his big-time faults, man. I mean, he was a borderline lunatic.
I don't think of borderline. It was you can remove the borderline.
Yeah. All right, Mike. So enough of the Yankees. Give me an answer here. A reference to something old said in modern times.
I think this list might win if I've got this topic right. The royal family.
The royal family. Yeah, sure.
It's not bad.
Sure. Been around a long time. I mean, I assume they called it that back in the day. It's the royals. I like that answer. Speaking of answers.
Monarchs
and the such. Rube, give me some answers here. I know you got a big old event coming up. Big event.
I got a huge event.
The golf tournament. A lot of Phillies tie-ins. Talk to me. What's going on
Richie
here?
Richie Ashburn, Harry Callis Foundation. We are having our, it was annual. We skipped a year. May 20th at Yardley Country Club, we are going to have a celebrity golf tournament again. And it's basically to raise money for kids who don't have an opportunity to play baseball. And we get to teach them and mentor them, and actually we'll We'll be doing setting up some scholarships as well, and be doing it for many, many years. I think it's 25 years we've been doing it now.
Wow.
I'm a co-founder along with Rick Meller, my brother, and Melissa Shingle.
Penn Charter's Rick Meller.
Yep.
There you go.
Rick Meller.
Who, of course, is frequently featured in the Goldbergs.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's correct. And was my baseball coach.
Yep.
He basically tells everyone that he's the reason why I know everything about baseball. Whatever. Anyway, it's a great event. It's May 20th, and on the 8th of April, it will be opened up for people to force them to join. And I think it's 8 a.m. It will be opened up, and we'll see how many people. We're going to have a bunch of Phillies announcers, a bunch of Phillies people. I think Topper's going to be there.
That's great.
We're working on Charlie Manuel. There's a bunch of other guys that are scheduled to be there, and it's going to be exciting. You're going to be there, Joe.
I will be there.
And we're excited about it. It's something we're pretty passionate about.
Well, it's great, and I know it's all for a good cause. Ruben, what is the website for people to, once that time comes?
I think it's AshburnCallisFoundation.org.
We can look that up if you're uncertain.
Yep, I'm brain cramping.
James, why don't you give a quick check on that?
I think it's AshburnCallisFoundation.org, but don't quote me on that.
All right. Well, we'll get the.
He is correct. It is AshburnCallisFoundation.org. You nailed it, Rube. Good job.
No.
Good stuff.
You think I would know it?
Good stuff. Well, you know what, Ruben? So it's look, we're all so ingrained in this whole sports scene thing, and I thought yesterday was a nice example. You know how special the Big Five thing is. And it really is. I mean, it really is. You know, it's been a long time now since Harry and Richie. The 20-year-old doesn't know. I mean, the 20-year-old absolutely doesn't know the Richie thing.
The 30-year-old
because that was 97,
yeah.
And that was 1997. And then Harry, of course, was 2009.
Hall of Famers.
I mean, high level Hall of Famers.
High level Hall of Famers, and you know, I think originally it was the Ashburn Foundation, and we sort of added Harry to it probably 15 years ago or so, 10 years ago, and. Maybe a little bit less than that, but it's really about the kids, man. It's always about the kids. Ash, you know, Whitey always wanted, he was a huge sports person, but he always, you know, it was so important for him to have, you know, young kids get opportunities to play sports.
Yeah.
And it's just such a great, healthy thing, and we're happy to be part of it and to help support that.
All right, let's go to the phone. So, again, check that out, and if you can, get yourself there and be part of the cause to raise the money for the kids. To the phones we go. Brad's with us right now. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great, Brad.
Thanks. So here's me in a nutshell. I'm a diehard Philly sports fan for 50 years, but I no longer am a blind loyalist. I don't share anybody's opinion about the Phillies winning the division or winning the World Series. And let's go into why. The two biggest issues for me, obviously, Rojas. Dombrowski tried to gaslight us before the spring training and said he's not getting the position. Let's see he earns it. Well, he was thinking at the time he'll be able to build up his average in the spring with what turned out to be a lot of minor league pitchers aren't going to be in the major leagues. And he still failed. He still couldn't hit. They talk about his defensive run saves. Well, guess what? In an analytic like that, that doesn't translate beyond games that they win, it also includes games that the Phillies were blowing out the other team or the Phillies were getting blown down. Is there an
algorithm? Yeah, but Brad, let me just say this. I think you're shortchanging the impact a great defensive center fielder can have. For instance, granted, he didn't hit much in the Braves series last year, but when he caught that ball that was smoked to left center field by Acuna, I mean, that was one of the two or three biggest moments in the entire postseason. So, you know, great defense can help you win games.
I'm not suggesting it doesn't help. What I'm saying, it doesn't offset his bat.
Depends how low he goes.
Well, yeah. And let's look at it this way. Is there an algorithm for offensive runs lost?
Hey, Brad, what did he hit last year?
Oh, don't. Come on. They didn't take him serious until they got to the playoffs, and they walked Marsh to get to him. They loaded the bases out, and he did exactly what everybody thought. He made an out.
So did everybody else in the lineup. What did he hit last year?
Regular season.
I know where you're going with that.
Isn't it proof in the pudding?
A month and a half.
Well, but Brad,
then you're basing what he did in spring training? You're basing on what that's what he's going to be? Because you're obviously not evaluating the guy properly.
No, I'm basically
you are not evaluating because you don't know.
Brad, here's the other thing. I think you're missing. Because, listen, I'm not saying you're definitively wrong. Like, maybe he should be in the minor leagues, and maybe he will be in 4 weeks if he stinks in the first month. But I'll say this. He was also the Phillies' minor league position player of the year. Like, this isn't someone that comes up here without some pedigree of success in the minor leagues. Like, he's been built up to be an effective major league player. Some guys succeed. Some guys don't. They're giving him a crack. Remember this. 3 wild cards. I've been making this point. A lot of people poo-poo, and I'm going to say it again. When there are 6 teams that make a playoff thing from the same league, you can experiment a little bit more at the big league level. I mean, if it was like Phillies or Braves, win the division, you're in, lose the division, you're out, I'd have a shorter leash with going with this guy. But they are going to make the playoffs. They are going to make the playoffs. And they're going to give him a number of at-bats to see him work through it. We'll see if he can do it or not.
And, Brad, we saw what this looks like with Bryson Stott getting better, improving at the major league level in front of our eyes.
Yeah, I don't think it's as crazy as you happen. Do. That's kind of my point. All right, Brad, you can win the Phillies tickets. Give me a reference to something old in modern times.
Okay. A railroad.
Well, fair enough. Okay, I mean, it started in the mid-1800s and still exists, but it's not quite the heart of what we're going. I mean, you could say a human being, yeah. Human beings used to be real. Do you know, John, you probably know this.
Grass.
Do you know that the railroad was a big part of how the North won the Civil War?
Trees.
Do you know that?
I...
Major part of how the North won the Civil War, better railroad system. Hmm. Major part.
Very cool.
Transporting of foods.
Yeah.
Food.
Makes sense.
Troops.
Weapons. That stuff, yeah.
Many more railroads in the North. Major part of how the North won the war.
How about the foundation, baby?
All right, let's get to what we do every single day at this time.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, time's yours, as we do it every single weekday. And time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now with the best price for 2 lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Look, I get it. It's the Sixers. No, I don't see them going past the second round. But this game, they're showing heart, and they're getting robbed on every freaking call that is on the screen. That kid sleeping upstairs is ridiculous.
It was bad. I mean, they really got jobbed.
Nauseating.
Yeah, it was bad.
Can we please stop saying we don't want Schwarber in the leadoff? We, the real smart baseball fan, love him in the leadoff. We love Schwarber. We love the Phillies.
Well, we do. We also want what's best for them. And let's be real. It's still debatable what's best for them, but we'll see where it goes.
Hey, what's up, guys? I hate to be the bearer of bad news, probably the bearer of good news for a lot of people out there. I was watching video of the foul shooting yesterday, and Joe, you had a violation just about on every single one of your shots. You were going in the lane, over the line, before the ball hit the rim.
Oh,
no matter
gosh.
How small your feet are, when you release the ball, you cannot cross the line until it hits the rim. So...
That
wow.
is true.
So were a ton of people. A lot of people were going over.
Loser!
A ton of people
did
going
I?
Over.
Yes.
I didn't see you do it.
A couple times.
I mean, you
like,
say,
yes.
John, you say
like
yes.
You did.
It's not
but
just
you know who
sounds
did?
Like he knows that you did.
But
you think that caller would lie?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, come on.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Rhea, who won the Clippers-Sixers game last night?
The Clippers did.
How did they win it?
Oh, I see what you're doing here. Yeah,
because they didn't call a foul.
Listen. If the ref missed, I don't know if I did or not. I have no idea.
No, Joe. Here's what I'll say.
If
what
I did,
noticed with a lot of the not like you know Pat Carroll, the professionals there yesterday, never crossed over the line.
Makes sense.
But the non ones, but Ruben's right. It was you know you guys foot was on line. We didn't have that is the role of the two officials who we had there. And if they had noticed it, then they should have called
you on it. Shout out to Geary and Mike Angelino.
Exactly.
Offering up their time to volunteer.
Can I just say this, James? You could have played any of the Times Yours calls where people praised me from yesterday.
I don't compile the Times Yours. Go to Justin Morgenstein
right
for
Why
that did, one.
I mean, Ruben, right Ruben, it's doing me a little dirty. I thought I deserved a little bit more praise than that.
You got the
How
right
did you
one.
Go
nice
over
job,
the line?
I you gave you praise over. Myself. What more can I do?
All right, and with that, Times Yours, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
This is a fiasco, by the way.
What is?
You realize this could be a major development.
I mean, I don't even know anything about it.
If what? You were breaking the rules on every shot.
No, it wasn't on every shot, but everybody was
John,
doing
you
it.
You are.
I'm telling you.
God,
it's so automatic.
If I had... If
he
I was
you to fail
if
so
I
bad.
Was John's size and he was my size, God, I'd pummel you on a daily basis. I really would. All right, Ruben, we're going to be doing this with everyone from now until the start of the regular Uh-oh. Season. Your last time with us until 3 o'clock tomorrow, when the season begins.
Right.
We need your prediction. First off, James, we throw out Howard's 107. He's joking, right?
Sure.
Come on.
I mean, come on.
I mean,
yeah,
what are we doing?
I'm with you, buddy.
All right, Ruben. Philly's prediction for how many wins?
94.
94?
94 wins are going to come in second place. I don't think they're going to win a division because I do think that Atlanta, on paper at least, are better. But they can. It's going to be close.
Got to jump in here. We have the referee here, Mike Angelina. He actually just showed me video. He has video of you shooting. This is an erroneous claim. You did not go over the line. Mike says he was watching your feet every play. He just showed me video of like three shots. You didn't go over line on any of them, so I think this is actually erroneous.
Okay.
Erroneous.
I appreciate
erroneous.
That.
Erroneous. Three shots.
That's great. All right, let's go.
He's saying your feet remain planted is what Mike's saying.
All right, I'll take that. Let's go to Charlie in Marlton. What's up, Charlie?
Guys, how you been? It's been a while.
Always,
how are you doing?
Always good hearing from you, my man.
Dude, listen, I wish Ruben was there. I really wanted to talk to him.
I'm here.
Oh, it is your voice. Hey, how you doing, Rube?
Oh, that's funny. I see what you're doing, Charlie. That was very good.
That was
very good, Charlie.
Yep. That's funny.
So listen, man, I got to tell you, I was impressed yesterday. I was impressed with two things. One, I was impressed with your shooting. But two, your tiny little feet. I don't know how you stay on your feet, bro.
It is amazing, the balance. That he
was it a size 6 or something? You,
I'm like a ballerina.
Is it a six? Oh my gosh.
I think it's 7.
A ballerina was the last thing I would think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, but they got nimbleness.
There's no nimbleness.
No, there's no nimbleness.
I've seen your movement.
Listen, A couple things. One, I think my biggest thing with the Phillies this year is I think Ruben hit it perfectly. Remuth are short term. Castellanos is what scares me with his consistency or lack thereof. But I feel like that went a lot of things with Topper, right? Like Schwarber, okay, you're going to lead off. He's got to pull the cord on these guys when they're not producing. And as far as Rojas, Rube, I think you said it best, man. Like, the dude's a stud in the field. When he was in the playoffs last year, they pulled him in. That was a fresh leg to him. Our big pocket guys were the ones that should have been producing, and he can play in the field. Granted, he's young. He's going to come around. But this guy in the field – will make up for what he's not doing at the plate. And I truly feel that he's just going to improve, get better, see the game. You got this young kid in a farm league destroying it, coming into the playoffs in Philly. Expectations were heavy on him. And I truly believe his glove in the field will out-represent what he's
I hope
going
so.
To learn.
I
like to lean that way. Yeah.
Will, we got to start moving fast here. We're going to turn to you can win the Phillies tickets for the April 3rd game, a reference to something old
Hammer,
in modern
your
times.
Life, it's your life competitive story. David and Goliath.
It does get said a lot. It does get said a lot in the tournament and in a lot of other scenarios. That's a pretty big answer. We're moving fast. Will, give me an answer.
I got Hail Mary.
Hail Mary. Certainly does get said in modern times.
Hail Mary, wow.
All right, let's go to Lou. Lou, what do you got?
Fool's gold.
Fool's gold. All right. So I've got five things written down here as I think the best. Two were just said. Hail Mary from Will's very good. David and Goliath is very good
really?
From Charlie. All right. We also have the movie History of the World Part 1 said by Ed.
Which is the whole movie.
It's the whole movie.
Reference.
We have caller Dan with the Apollo moon missions, which obviously ultimately led to us landing on the moon and also Apollo 13 and all that stuff with NASA back in the 60s. And we have caller Dennis with the Achilles heel. All five of them
I really like that.
Achilles heel.
I like the history of the part world, personally.
Say it again, James.
I like history of the world part one. I think it encompasses the most.
Rhea, where are you?
Achilles heel.
Okay. Ruben?
Achilles heel.
John?
Achilles.
Achilles heel has won. Three votes already. My vote doesn't even matter. Congratulations to Dennis with the answer of Achilles heel. All right. Great answers on that topic. We shall talk to you tomorrow, of course, on what will be opening day for the Phils. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they are up next on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.